Well, it's funny because I've heard all those before. In general, and specifically for Bulgaria and Romania, he has basically four things to say: that salaries will drop, that unemployment will increase, that the social system will suffer, and that the criminals are going to flood Switzerland. On all four, he's wrong. Empirical studies in the European Union in general have shown that actually salaries increase wherever immigration flows are directed. It helps the local economies, and actually longer term, medium and longer term, all of these economies, that I've read this for Germany, for England, for Spain and so on, all of these economies long term benefit both in the labor market and in terms of standards of living. That's as well on the jobless market. I mean, when you have more customers in a country, guess what? Jobs increase rather than decrease. They keep forgetting that this is population. They need, even if they work somewhere, they need to buy food, they need to buy clothes. They are part of the economy. They are customers to other people, and they would not be customers if they're not in the economy. So they create jobs. They don't destroy jobs. Then on the social system, if it's up for plunder, then it will be plundered. If you have a social system that's viable for plundering, guess what? It's not going to be Bulgarians and Romanians that discover that. And if you have a social system which is not up for plunder and has the incentive structure right, then it's not going to be plundered. As simple as that, regardless of nationalities. And then on the criminals, believe me, visas and all kinds of other barriers don't stop criminals. They stop other people. They've never stopped criminals. They will never stop criminals. If a criminal, a Bulgarian criminal, we have those. That's not secret. If a Bulgarian criminal has a work to do in Switzerland, believe me, he will be in Switzerland.
Can you tell me something about the Bulgarian perception of Switzerland? Or is there even awareness of Switzerland and its role in Europe?
No, Switzerland is a very, very well-known country in Bulgaria, and it's also very known as on a symbolic level. We constantly, many countries in the Balkans try to describe themselves as the Switzerland of the Balkans. Switzerland is such this standard of wealth and a well-organized country, and everybody wants to compare with Switzerland. This is one level in which Switzerland is extremely well-known. Another level is that there has been, through the years, cooperation between Switzerland. I don't know exactly whether on the federal level or on the canton level, with some Bulgarian regions that are mountainous regions in the Balkan range or in the Rodope mountain. And they have received assistance and many other kinds of help from Switzerland. So that's another line which it's well known. And also there were several projects on instituting referenda here in Bulgaria on various issues, mainly local sort of governments. This Swiss way of deciding has been tried to be introduced on some levels, but I don't think this is very well institutionally established in the Bulgarian practice as a way to make decisions yet. Probably it will develop with the years.
And this vote that's coming up on the 8th of February, do you think that it will receive much attention in the Bulgarian media?
Well, the only way I noticed it in the Bulgarian media was when there was this caricature where Bulgaria and Romania were represented as two, I don't know, crows or something that were trying to pick on Switzerland. Obviously, when there is something like that disparaging or even insulting for Bulgaria and Romania, it will make its way into Bulgaria and Romania. But otherwise, besides this sort of artistic aspects of the debate, I don't think this is highly discussed in our two countries. Obviously, Switzerland is not going to be a prime destination of Bulgarian and probably Romanian workers, because they have other options, as we keep hearing. More and more countries in the European Union are dropping already their limitations for Bulgarian workers. Some are keeping them, but for shorter period than envisaged initially. So Bulgarian people have places to go. The problem now is with the global economic crisis that there is not enough jobs anywhere in the world, and especially in Europe, which is entering a recession. I don't know about Switzerland, how is the economy there right now, but the Eurozone is entering a recession, and actually many Bulgarians are returning back from, let's say, the construction sector in Spain or the service sector in Italy or so, and they are actually feeling the job market here, and they're actually helping the Bulgarian economy right now to some extent.
Okay, speaking of the Bulgarian economy, how is it positioned to weather the crisis that's coming up?
Let's say average. There are significant risks facing the economy, but there's also this underlying economic growth potential here because of the catching up process which has been happening. One thing that this leader of the People's Party is completely correct is there's a huge gap between the living standards in Bulgaria and Romania on the one side and countries like Switzerland on the other side. But a consequence of this gap is that we're catching up. So structurally embedded growth in Bulgaria and Romania is much higher than in many other places in Europe. So the most probable outcome of this financial and then economic turmoil in the more developed countries will be that we will slow down significantly, but not actually go into recession. This is not expected broadly. I mean, there are some analysts who do expect recession in Bulgaria and Romania, but the average forecast is for significantly higher growth than elsewhere, higher even than the average in the world. In Bulgaria and Romania for 2009, and basically another better performance than the average in 2010. So this is basically the forecast, but we do have a negative scenario where things can go much worse than that, depending on how severe the consumption slump in the European Union in general is, which is our major export market, and also depending on how the business, the difficulties of different companies, especially the exporting companies in Bulgaria, will reflect on the financial system. Because in Bulgaria, as opposed to other places, the crisis is coming through the non-financial difficulties of our partners. Bulgaria has not had any hint of the financial side of the crisis, of the global crisis. The Bulgarian banking system is very healthy, well-capitalized and liquid, but if businesses go into trouble, obviously this will be felt in the banking as well. And from there you may get a very negative development, low probability, but as a possibility still exists.
Earlier you were referring to Romania and Bulgaria together. Is that because these two countries are in the Swiss vote, or are they two countries that are kind of partner economies that have a similar path?
Yes, we are very similar with Romania. We have a similar level of economic development. Probably Romania is a bit more developed than Bulgaria, but then measures are imperfect. We entered the European Union together, and we have basically similar problems that we're facing in our EU membership and as economies. We are both catching up economies, sort of with higher inflationary environment and relatively low unemployment rates.
And what will be the issues dominating the campaign over the next 6 months or 5 months to the general election?
We'll see. Now with this economic downturn, obviously the economy will take place and there will be proposals for measures of tackling the issues. Another thing is, of course, what the parties who are running in the elections will have to offer to the Bulgarian voters in terms of dealing with the problems we have with European membership, both the monitoring process on the judicial system and the fight against organized crime and corruption, and in terms of the structural problems that led to the stoppage of some of the pre-accession funds and have endangered some of the structural funds from the European Union. Basically, Brussels doesn't give us money because we cannot spend it properly. There's not enough security that the money is going to go to the right beneficiaries. In the case of Bulgaria, so that's why it was stopped, and this is a major problem. So all the parties will have to address. It's not a big amount of money relative to the economy, but the scandal is huge, and the public is very sensitive. So obviously, all the parties will have to address on what we're going to do to manage to get the approval of Brussels on how we spend the taxpayers' money. And then we can expect important discussions on the health system, which is one of the central non-reformed systems in the country yet. I would expect, after what happened at the beginning of this year, a major discussion on energy will be important for the elections, so especially energy security, especially the gas supplies, because everybody was very cold in Bulgaria for 3 days and we didn't like it. So obviously the parties will have to address this issue, and I'm sure they will be competing with each other, and obviously the public will be interested because everybody hates to be cold.